Hello agents, and welcome to the 5th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about the Niantic game Ingress. If you'd like to connect with us, you can follow us via Instagram or Threads under the name ingress.insights, or you can send us an email over ingressinsights@gmail.com. This episode we'll be talking about the end of Discovery Phase 2, the end of Discovery Phase 3, and the start of Discovery Phase 4, which are all happening this weekend. Discovery Phase 3 wrapped up just a few minutes before I started recording this. And then we'll also talk about any further news that's been in the meantime since the last podcast. So now I'll move on to the first bit of news. This weekend saw the end of the Discovery Phase 3 challenge and anomaly, and that was held in Bangkok, Viamo, and Atlanta. And the Resistance won Phase 2 of the Discovery Challenge. They got a times 1.331 modifiers to their Phase 3 score, as Phase 2 ended with 49%. Enlightened, 51% resistance. That means that their final score for Discovery Phase 3 ended with 600 points to the resistance and 549 points to the enlightened. And that means that Phase 4 starts in a few hours here where I am, and that will be the Reclaimer Challenge, which how now cover in a bit more detail in case you've forgotten. It's been a while since that was announced. But in the meantime, congratulations to the Resistance for their win for Discovery Phase 3. I hope you enjoy the Yo-Geo fireworks that will probably be coming to the store shortly as a prize. Just to remind you, it's some time since the Discovery Phase were announced. Discovery Phase 4 starts on the 19th of November at 12 a.m. local time and runs until the 15th of December 2023. And this is a global operation similar to Phase 2. However, in this one, it's the Discovery Reclaimer Challenge, meaning that you need to destroy and then recapture Machina portals. If you reclaim 100 Machina portals during this time, you'll receive a Discovery Badge if you don't have it already, and then you'll also receive a boost towards your faction in Phase 5. So similarly to how Phase 2 and Phase 3 were linked, the winning faction of Phase 4 will provide a 1.331 times multiplier to the winning faction's score of Phase 4 that will then be used in Phase 5, if that makes sense. So do well in Phase 4 globally, and that will help your faction on the ground in Phase 5. And then it's the last phase and the last anomaly of 2023. We do have some anomaly dates already announced for 2024, but we don't have any names as yet for those anomalies. With Discovery Phase 3 having started, there is a new badge bundle that's been added to the store, as well as an existing badge that's been re-released and bundled up with it. So you can get the Discovery Seek Alvin 2023 bundle, or the Ezekiel Calvin 2019 bundle. They're both the same bundle that give you that badge, plus 5 kinetic capsules and 2 portal focus for 30,800 CMU. The badge for 2023 is an AI design badge, which I know some agents don't feel great about. But to you, whether you think that badge is worth it and whether you want to like sit on there. And in addition, these are available for 2 weeks from the 18th of November. And there have been the badges announced for the 16th of December 2023 weekend. It shows the ADA 2023 medal, and the ADA 2016 medal, which is being re-released for that weekend. There's no word on what bundles they have, so they've changed the bundles for this phase. But we'll update close to the time when that Discovery Phase 5 event starts. On the 13th of November, Ingress shared an update to invite agents to apply for mission days in 2024. So you can view the mission day guidelines in the news post that we'll link to. Just to note that if you want to apply for a mission day in Q1, you need to apply by the 20th of November, so the day after this podcast releases. And if you want to apply for Q2, you need to apply by the 4th of December 2023. If you want to apply for Q3, you need to apply by the 4th of March 2024. And if you want to apply for Q4 2024, you need to apply by the 3rd of June 2024. So there are updates to the mission day guidelines, as mentioned. I'm not going to go through all the guidelines on that. If you are looking to host a mission day, you need to obviously get an agent from the opposite faction, sort out things there, and then apply for the mission day to go ahead in your town. There can be mission day lights, which require less missions for when you've got less people maybe in a town, if you're doing a smaller village or smaller area. But you're best reading through the whole list of guidelines, which is 10 pages long, so I'm not going to make you listen to me read all of those out. I will link to everything that's available in there, and you can decide whether you want to do a mission day and whether that's worth doing and worth organising for yourself and your fellow agents. A reminder as well that the Ingress Year 11 event is due to end on the 20th of November, 5 p.m. UTC. This podcast will be releasing on the 19th of November, so if you're listening to it on the day of release, then it will be ending the next day. So just to get in any of that AAP that you want to get, or make sure you've got 1 kilometer kinetic capsule running before the time ticks over, it's just your reminder to do that. So now I move on to the next section. So a little bit of adjacent news. The Wayfarer team is hosting their final AMA of 2023, where you can ask any questions about the Wayfarer system. You can do this by completing a question submission form on their website, on their forums, which we'll link to. The time period for submitting questions is November the 15th. To November the 22nd. They'll then form themes of these questions. So if similar questions are asked, they'll be grouped together and then work on that between November the 27th and December the 1st, and then create a post with answers to those questions on the 1st of December. So I will link to the community forum post on the Wayfarer forums. Again, this is just Ingress adjacent, so it's not for Ingress questions. I don't know when we'll next have an Ingress AMA. If there's questions you want answered about the Wayfarer system, then it's time to go and get those answered. And then now I'm going to move on to talking about the Year 2 event and Machina as part of our features for this episode. With the Year 11 event coming to a close, and with myself now having done quite a few Ingress yearly events, I want to just have a look back at the previous year medals to see what was going on then and what agents received at the time. So because Ingress celebrates their anniversary at the start of the Year 11 event for Paragon badge happening on Ingress' 11th birthday, technically, you know, Year 1 event for me to go back and look at firstly. So there is a Founder Medal in the game, which is an early badge, and that was awarded to agents who had achieved at least level 5 by the 14th of December 2013. And it's often thought of by people as a Year 1 medal, but as far as I know, there was no Year 1 event for that medal. So I'm going to move on to year two now, which reward the innovator badge. And in researching this, unfortunately, a lot of the early ingress posts were on Google Plus, which is now defunct. And this was also before the ingress community forums were a thing. So I've gathered what information I can from a few tweets and Facebook posts, things like that. So if there's any incorrect information here, feel free to correct me. I'm just going to read what information I could gather about year two innovator. So agents got double AP, three times more resonates from hacks, three times more XMPs from hacks, three times more rare heat sinks and multi-hacks as well. And this event started on the 23rd of October 2014 and ended on the 15th of November 2014. So in addition, agents were also asked to send tweets with hashtag Ingress about what the game meant to them in order to extend double AP for a week and to add the gold, platinum, and onyx tiers for the Innovator Medal. At the start of the event, there was only the bronze and silver that were available. Bronze at the time was awarded to agents level 3 and higher. Silver was awarded to agents level 9 and higher. Gold was awarded to agents level 11 and higher. Platinum was awarded to agents level 13 and higher. And Onyx was awarded to agents level 15 and higher. The Ingress team also, shortly after the event ended, shared a list of the top 1,000 agents, which is in AP earned, on social media. I can link to that post in the show notes and you'll be able to see if any of those 1,000 agents are still playing, still around. If you are one of them, it'd be nice to hear. So, kind of wraps up all that year two was. There wasn't much that I could find out about year two because it's quite an early on event. But I will look to continue this little feature for the next few podcasts till we catch up with year 11 and then see what I can find out about year three. If you were there and attended and played and you've got more information for me than I know, I'd be happy to hear. My time only started about the end of year five's events, so I'm relying on my own research on other things there. I'm going to move on now to our section. As Discovery Phase 4 is on the way in about 20 minutes for me, I thought I'd focus on Machina, which will be the main thing of Discovery Phase 4, getting the Reclaimer medal and reclaimer points there. So in Ingress, you can join one of two factions, either the Enlightened or the Resistance. However, in November 2022, there was a new faction that came into the game. It was not one that players could join, but one that's AI controlled, and instead of PvP of Resistance versus Enlightened, it's more PvE of both factions against this one enemy. So Machina can take control of portals, it can throw out links, and it's been rumored that at some point it will be able to make fields and do a bit more on there. When you destroy a Machina portal, which you can do by either using a flip card, so an Ada or Jarvis virus, or by attacking it with XMPs, they're pretty weak, so it won't take you long to do that. You can then recapture the portal for your faction and earn a point on your Reclaimer badge. For Discovery Phase 4, you need to get 100 points on there to count towards the weight for your faction on there in Phase 5. So Machina has been around for a little while. Some people really enjoy it because they don't have much competition in their area, which means neutral portals get should and they can destroy them for more gear, get items. Some people don't like them because they can occur in place with limited access. So a theme park such as Disneyland may be overrun by Machina portals because people can't visit there during the off season, or hard to get to portals, are always Machina portals and always recaptured by them. At the moment, Machina just recaptures neutral portals and cannot destroy enlightened or resistance-owned portals. So if you don't want any Machina in your area, the best way is to capture your local portals, make some good shields from there, and then Machina will stay away. It does seem to slowly creep into some areas when there's few neutral portals. I know there's one not too far away from me that's before a Machina portal that I was leaving till tomorrow, so I can get an extra point on there and start earning my way to 100 points for phase four. Some agents I've read really love them, some don't, but I'd love to know how you feel about them and if you've made progress on your Machina Reclaimer medal, and whether you think this is a good metric to have for Discovery Phase 4. All that being said, I think it's about time that I now move to wrap things up. Thank you all for listening to the fifth episode of Ingress Insights. As a reminder, you can follow us on Threads or Instagram under the name of ingress.insights, or you can email us at ingressinsights@gmail.com. There will be a usual Q&A poll on this episode on Spotify. Appreciate if you all take part in that. And if you like the episodes, I'd be grateful of ratings on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever podcast service you listen to this on. And we will be next week at the usual time. Thank you all for listening.